Today, are New Zealanders still being kept in the dark? Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, who are the latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian and New Zealand flavour. And Joe Wilkes, property expert, joins me once again. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Martin. How are you doing?
Pretty good. So the mushroom effect is still in play, is it?
Yeah, very much so. Actually, I call it the ostrich effect. We'd like to keep our heads well and truly buried. And what we don't do is we don't tell our populace what's actually happening. New Zealand has still been kept in the dark. Really, really short post this one, Martin, because it's not seen the press. It's not been anywhere. But last week, under the cover of the ANZ fiasco, the various misguided practices that have been happening with their executive, the New Zealand Parliament sent two royal assent the removal of tax breaks for loss-making properties. Now, it's not been published anywhere. It will apply from the tax year that started in April this year. It's going to have an impact. We've got $190 million worth of losses. So this is people who are buying properties that lose them money every year, which never sounded like the most sensible yield investment to me. But it's going to affect the 600,000 rented properties in New Zealand. This is a small part of people who who've made the decision to lose money against their personal income. But nobody's being told that this has actually now become legislation. So just so that there's not a nasty shock when tax day comes around in next year and you have to fill in your application, all of a sudden think, hang on a minute, I owe $3,000 or $4,000, which I wasn't expecting. They've passed this legislation now, and it's going to have an impact on the market. First time buyers, just keep your eyes open, because there are lots of properties that will have been bought 15, 16, 17, where rents cover nowhere near the level of the mortgage, but the earnings of the purchasers was being used to sub it. It's a ridiculous form of legislation, which should never have been allowed, in my view. I know you've still got it in Australia, but New Zealand, it's come in, and it's going to have an impact on the marketplace.
So the negative gearing is completely banned, or is it just for the expenses side of it? So in other words, can you still change offset interest or not?
You can offset interest. You can charge against other properties. So if you have a portfolio of properties where one or two are making losses, you can back that. But what you can't do is use your personal income now. So if you're earning $100,000 and you want to get a bit of the tax back that you paid on your personal income against the $10,000 that you've lost on your rental, that's no longer a viable option. There's a lot of people who've been financing their purchases that way, because everything always goes up, apart from when it doesn't. And the speculation that has encouraged people, and people have been advised to do this, but they now need to be advised that you can't do it anymore and start planning for how that looks if tax day every year that $10,000 loss that you've made on your rental, or $5,000, whatever it might be, actually starts to impact on your personal day-to-day living costs. So just to say it, because I haven't seen it anywhere in anything.
Well, at least those who follow DFA do get all the news. Joe, thanks for that. Very important message.
All the best, Martin.
See ya. Bye. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and we'll see you again next time.